criticizing and trying to make you feel bad. But all I know is that he's the best friend I ever had.
I mentioned Valerie Johnson, Richard Heath, Louis Johnson, former bass player of the Brothers Johnson. We're talking about evaluating our politics because the impact is in the here and now and in eternity. One of the things I'd like for you to think about as we talk about the here and now and the connection between eternity is this. When we make decisions that have impacts on people today, we really need to be thinking about that impact. Sometimes, for example, we can just look at cause and effect and the chain reaction. We can make a decision to go ahead and support the politicians who push the policies that make it difficult for people to get good paying jobs, that make it difficult for people to earn enough money to pay the rent or the mortgage and to keep the medications necessary for someone's physical health and keep an adequate supply of food in the house and keep the air conditioner going during hot summer months and keep the heater going during cold winter weeks. Keep the car repaired so that people can get to work on time. And on it goes. While doing all of that, making decisions to cut revenues, knowing that the cutting of the revenues is going to lead to revenue shortfalls, in other words, income shortages in the government, knowing that their plan is to eventually say, hey, look, we're in a tight, and so we're going to have to cut somewhere. And so they cut income so that they could cut spending. Yeah, because the more income you have, the more you have to spend. The less income you have, the less income you have to spend. And that is true no matter what kind of entity you're talking about, whether you're talking about a nation or a state or a family or an individual, a city. It doesn't matter. The more income you have, the greater your income, the more you have to spend. The smaller your income, the less you have to spend. So we have politicians who like to cut income, so that they can then do what else they want to do, cut spending. And one of the areas where they like to cut spending is on education, because we all know how important education is in helping people live a decent quality of life. Not necessarily lives of privilege, just decent lifestyles. And so they go ahead and make those cuts, and they do that, and they'll spend, make sure that for 10 years those cuts are in play, pulling the monies from the areas where they're most needed, knowing that the plan is, hey, we're going to go ahead and make these cuts. We know that there's going to be a little bit of pain in these wealthier neighborhoods, but we know that the pain is going to be much, much greater in the low-income neighborhoods. And we really want to hit them hard in those low-income neighborhoods. And so it'll be worth it to make our people feel some of this pain, too, in order to make those other people in the other communities feel a whole lot of pain. Remember, Lee Atwater, states' rights, and other things that they were pushing. And he said it. All of that's about economics. He said, and I know it, but here. Here's the thing. We know that some white people are going to be hurt when we do this, but black people are going to be hurt more. That's what Lee Atwater said during the Reagan years. And there are a lot of people who subscribe to that worldview. that approach to life in America. So you cut income, because you know that eventually the cutting of the income is going to lead to the cutting of spending. Whether you're cutting during times of prosperity or whether you're cutting income during times of hardship. So the person, it works like a charm. A lot of the people who are struggling psychologically, struggling emotionally, struggling mentally because of the financial struggle, because they're struggling financially year in and year out, generation after generation. And of course, the people who create these kinds of circumstances know from studies, and they know from history, that when you put people in those kinds of situations, they're much more likely to engage in criminal activity at some point. And that's part of the plan. Have them engage in a criminal activity so they can be locked up. Lock them up, and you already have laws on the books that make it very, very difficult, if not impossible, for a lot of people who, once they've gone into lockup, can no longer vote. So now you're making it harder for the members of that community to vote and have people who will represent them. Because you're reducing more and more deliberately the ability of that community to come out in big numbers and vote. Locking, having a lot of them locked up, creating circumstances to have a lot of them locked up, pulling money from the school system, saying, hey, we don't need to keep putting money down a bad hole. And look for ways to pull money from, especially from low income inner city schools, maybe from rural schools, and have those monies directed towards private schools, charter schools, where a lot of low-income people can't even get there. And of course, that's the plan. Unfortunately, as the stress builds up and builds up and builds up, these politicians and their constituents are creating situations that are so stressful that in some of these homes, parents may become more abusive towards the children, towards each other, whether emotionally, physically, both. We've been hearing about it for years now. Children going to school and school being, for some of them, the only time they get a meal. And so many of these children can grow up to be bitter. Very, very bitter because of the hand that life, quote unquote, has dealt them. And of course, the ones really dealing them this hand, not life in general, but it was the politicians and their constituents who enjoyed creating these kinds of miserable situations for millions of people all across the country, year after year, decade after decade, century after century. Think about what they did during the days of slavery. Think about Jim Crow. Think about what they're doing now. It is all a continuation. But here's the thing. God is keeping a record of all of that in heaven. All of it. Not only of the ugly actions taken, but the problems that the ugly actions caused. The problems that the ugly actions resulted in. And all of that is being laid to the charge of those who push for these kinds of dark, ugly policies. You suppose that the Lord is keeping record of all of that just to have something to do?
You can't be living. You
can be late, you can be